Good morning. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different. Instead of going right to scripture, what I want to do today is consider a question, and that is socialism in the Bible? Well, let us pray. Father, I pray today as we consider this question that you'd lead and guide us and help us. Help me as I speak, and help us all as we hear. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Is socialism in the Bible? Is communism in the Bible? Well, I've had people ask that question or bring that question to me, and usually they have an opinion already. They think socialism is in the Bible, and they will always direct me to the same place. They'll say, "Pastor, it's right here," or "Arnie, it's right here, Acts 2:44 and 45. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need." They said, "There it is. That's socialism. That's communism." And yet, I'm going to say, nope, that's not socialism. That's not communism. And here are my reasons why it is not. First, and this is extremely important as well as the other points are, none of these people who were giving up all their goods and deeds in Scripture mentioned in the book of Acts were forced to do so. They did this on their own. They shared and had everything in common on their own. Later in Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira give half their goods rather than all of what they had to this communal pot, you could say. And they both fall dead. And why is that? It wasn't because they only gave half. It's because they lied and they were telling they gave all when they only gave half. And lying is punished, but not just giving half. That if they would have said, "Here is half of what we have," it would have been great. But communism and socialism forces people to give. The government says, "Give it to us. We are the people." And what else is missing here? Well, another big thing that is missing from these verses, and not really a thing, it's our tripersonal God. God is missing from socialism and communism. This is Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit had fallen upon the apostles. The Holy Spirit was falling on the people, and those were the people who believed, whom the Holy Spirit was in. And it was the Holy Spirit who is the third person of the Godhead who has given these people the spirit of generosity. And yet, I'm going to mention one more thing that is missing, because the Holy Spirit isn't in communism and it isn't in socialism. What we have in communism and socialism is not God, but people who think they are God, who want to rule over you as if they are God. In fact, if you have a God instead of them, they really don't like that. But what else is there? Well, the third thing that is missing in communism and socialism that is here is the sense of sinfulness, the sense of natural depravity. One of the things that is characteristic of socialism and communism is that there's only one problem, and that is the haves have and the have-nots don't have. It's all about material things and wealth. There is no such thing in socialism and communism as sinfulness, rottenness in the heart. And so, because they don't believe in sinfulness and rottenness in the heart, they do not recognize the sinfulness and rottenness in their own hearts. And so when they have their opportunity to make wealth themselves, they take it, they take it, they take it, and they do not give. They often talk nowadays, modern socialists and communists in our country talk against capitalism, and they call it trickle-down economics. They want to point to your boss and saying, he's rich and all you get is what trickles down. And that phrase trickle down is to make you feel you got very little, just what trickles down. And yet what they do not tell you is their alternative to trickle down. And if they were honest, it would be something like this. We're not gonna let anything trickle down. We're gonna take it all for ourselves. That's their alternative. Nothing trickles down with us. Before your boss would ever give it to you, we're gonna take it from him and it's gonna be ours. And you will be under our table. Which leads us back to the question, is communism or socialism in the Bible? And I say, yes, it sure is. But it's not in Acts chapter 2, not in Acts 2, 44 and 45. Rather, it is in Judges 1, verses 6 and 7. Those verses go like this. Then Adonibezek fled, and they pursued him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and big toes. And Adonibezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather scraps under my table as I have done, so God has repaid me. Then they brought him to Jerusalem. There he died. Adonibezek, the first leader of communism and socialism, and he has it right there. He cut off their thumbs and their big toes, meaning they couldn't walk and they could not easily, can you imagine picking something up without a thumb? They could not easily grasp anything. And so their power to get wealth, or really to get anything, was taken away from them, and so they were forced to gather scraps under Adonibezek's table. That's communism. That's socialism. It's taking away the power to get wealth from the people, cutting off their thumbs and their big toes, and forcing them to feed under the ruler's table. There's no free giving. There's no free living. It's being forced to gather scraps. That is the perfect biblical picture of communism and socialism. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you that the scripture teaches us about everything. Acts 2 and 2, 44 and 45 is not about communism. But in context, it's about biblical Christianity. And the only place we see communism or socialism in the Bible is in Acts or Judges chapter 1, where Adonibezek is forcing, he's cut off their thumbs, he's cut off their big toes. They can't walk, they can't grab, they are forced to gather scraps under the table. And that's communism. That's socialism. Let us not have that. Lord, help us to regain our senses and go back not to capitalism, but to Christianity and the capitalism that fits with it, where bosses are decent to their employees. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.